أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وكريمنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال الله عز وجل: وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise, perfection, and all glory is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salutations be upon the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his righteous family, upon his righteous sahaba ikram, until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen, summa ameen. Alhamdulillah, the journey that we began 27-28 days ago is coming to a conclusion, is coming to an end. But it's important for us all to reflect upon every single step of the way and to ask ourselves, have we changed? Has the state of our heart, have our feelings, have our emotions, have our thoughts, and also have our actions changed? If you can feel that transformation, if you can feel that inner peace, and if you can feel like you're becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a positive sign. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we discussed what is Laylatul Qadr, how you can see or realize whether your night of worship has been accepted, but more importantly, to establish whether the month of Ramadan that you have exerted so much effort and energy for, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted that or not. And we discussed that in some detail. And the core goal for us all to achieve in the month of Ramadan is taqwa, is that taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you see that taqwa has diminished or is dissipated after the month of Ramadan, then know that all of your actions and your deeds were fruitless, i.e. they were not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah al-aziz, what we will do is just share a few words to the husband and to the wife, because remember, they are the nucleus of the family. And if their relationship, if their rishta is strong, and they fulfill their responsibilities and duties towards each other, then so will the children, and naturally the family will be strong, and so will the immediate family, and so will the community and society as a whole. So it's very important for them to understand how they should be behaving towards each other. The verse that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, that did we not make a covenant, did we not take a pledge and a promise from you, O Bani Adam? And Bani Adam here means all of the children of Adam, i.e. all of the family of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. We are the family of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. We are the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. We have made a promise, a pledge, a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? Allah ta'budu shaytan, that you will not worship the shaitan in any way or form, neither directly, neither indirectly. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentioned the family? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned our father, Adam alayhi salam? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the children? Why? Because the family is the place where the shaitan will always attack. And this is what we have been trying to understand throughout the month of Ramadan, that the family is the most precious thing that you have, more than your business, more than your wealth, more than anything else that you have in the dunya. Your family is the treasure which is invaluable. And this is the treasure that you need to safeguard and you need to protect. Why? Because the shaitan will attack you from every corner, from the front, from behind, from above, from below, every single opportunity that he has, he will attack the family of Adam alayhi salam. He will attack the children of Adam alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'budu shaytan, never ever worship the shaytan. By giving into your desires, by giving into your whims, by breaking off your ties with your mother and your father, by disrespecting them, by not taking care of your siblings, your brothers and sisters, you're not knowing your extended family members and your community, not having good friends, all of this will lead you to your corruption, it will lead you to your destruction, it will lead you to the path of shaitan, and it will take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily, he is an open enemy for all of you. Aduvu mubin, a clear and open enemy. Why would you follow your enemy? Why would you listen to your enemy? Why would you invite the enemy into your home? Because he will only destroy the relationships that you have. An enemy is never happy until he sees utter destruction. Until he sees utter destruction. And you think by welcoming the shaitan in your home, you will have peace in your home? No, you will have utter destruction. You have no ittifaq, no mahabba, no peace, no tranquility within the home. And this is what's happening within our homes, that we have no peace. And remember the first lecture that we had, the purpose of the home and the family is to provide that sukoon, to provide that safety for every single member within the home. But when we invite the shaitan into our home, how do we invite him? By the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the disobedience of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by the disobedience of our family members, of our mother and our father, by doing all of those haram things within the home, the shaitan, you welcome him with open arms and open doors. By doing ma'asiyah, by not praying together, by not reciting the Quran together, by looking at things which are not correct, by listening to things which are not correct, all of these things, you are inviting the shaitan within your home, and you're making your home a place of your own destruction. You're making your home a place of hell. And this is not why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the home. Allah ta'ala created the home litaskunu, for sukoon, for itminan, for mahabba, for peace. So this is why it's very important for you to understand that Satan will drive away the angels in your home. He will only bring darkness in your home, and he will bring destruction in your home. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that whatever you do, and whatever afflictions, problems, calamities, musibat, comes in your home, comes into your life, it is only because of your own actions, by your own hands. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. You open the door for shaitan. You invited him into your home. You opened the doors of ma'asiyah. You opened the doors of sin. You welcomed him with your own hands. So the problems that you have within your home, don't blame other people, because you have done it, and those things have afflicted you from your own hands. مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ. كَسَبَتْ means earned. What you have done, أَيْدِيكُمْ, with your own hands. So with your own hands, if you are destroying your family, with these very hands, you can rejoin your family. You can strengthen your family. You can protect your family. But you need to realize the importance of your family, the sanctity of your family, the value of the family, and how it is a castle for the mu'min. This is that place of protection, because the shaitan is throughout the dunya and he will attack you in every single way or form. That home is your castle. It is your fortress. It is your jannah. That is your paradise where the shaitan cannot penetrate. But if you leave the doors open, then he will penetrate not only your homes, he will penetrate your minds, he will penetrate your hearts. And the parents are the ones who are the guardians of the home. They must make sure that amongst them they have an understanding, that they have the strength to protect not just themselves and each other, but also their children and their entire home as well, and not allow the shaitan to destroy that peace and tranquility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentions that the sin, it results in a black face, and it results in a dark heart and hatred from others. While obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have a handsome face, a beautiful face, a healthy heart, and love from other people. So when we are doing sin, then we begin to even hate our wife, our children. and everything becomes gloomy and dark and horrible, and we start to hate other people. Why? Because all we can see is this darkness. Whereas when you do good, then all you are surrounded by is by angels, by the mercy and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become handsome, you see the happiness and the joy in the dunya and the life and in your deen, and people begin to love you. Why? Because you're doing that which brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout the month of Ramadan, all that we have been trying to achieve is that peace, is that happiness, is that obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for parents, it's very important for the husbands and for the wives that they should know that they have to become the guardians of the home. They have to fulfill their responsibility to safeguard each other. The husband has to deal with his wife with piety, with righteousness, with mercy, with love, and with their affection. If he's angry with her, he should walk away from the situation. He should not be violent in any particular way or form. By you being pious, by you being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then peace will descend in your home, the angels will descend in your home, and the shaitan will be kept at bay. But if you are angry yourself, then the shaitan is running through your body, just running through your blood, and everything that comes out of your mouth and by your actions will be evil, will be harmful to your wife, and will have a negative effect and a consequence on your children as well. Remember, in the last sermon, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, take care of your women. This is a promise the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam made with all of the Sahaba ikram, that I am leaving the women in your trust. They are an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must take care of them. You have a great responsibility, O husbands, to make sure you take care of your wives. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam married his daughter of Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, do you know what? The only thing that he asked from Sayyidina Ali, he said, make sure that you are merciful, you are kind, you are pleasant towards your wife. This is the only thing that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam asked. And this is the one thing that any wife wants from her husband: loyalty, appreciation, respect, for him to take care of her, to honor her. These are the things that they want more than the wealth, more than anything else. These are the things that they want: for to be acknowledged, to be respected, to be loved. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam realized that this is the foundation and this is the core of a successful marriage. This is the core of a successful family and children, community and society. So the husbands have a huge responsibility that they have to make sure that they take care of their wives. Similarly, the wives, they need to make sure that they safeguard their honor, they safeguard the property of the husbands, and they also please their husbands as well. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, after all of other things that we can do, how else can we gain Jannah? How else can we gain the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, please your husband, be honorable towards your husband, be loyal towards your husband. If he is happy with you and he is also God-fearing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, will grant you a high place in Jannah. So it's very important for the husband and for the wife to understand that they are the core of the family. If they break up, or they are not pious towards each other, righteous towards each other, honorable towards each other, then no matter how much they tell their children, Ey nakar, be respectful to your mom, they won't. Why? Because the husband and wife are not respectful or pious and righteous towards each other. And similarly, the family, they have a great responsibility as well, i.e. the children, whether it's the immediate family or the extended family. Don't tear the family apart for inheritance. Don't tear the family apart due to a misunderstanding or a confusion, or because you want to side with one parent or you want to side with the other parent to get your way or to manipulate the situation or to deceive or do any of these things. Don't talk bad behind their backs. You are also a crucial part of the family structure. You need to make sure that just as your parents are trying their best to protect you, you need to protect them, and you need to protect the family as well. So when inheritance comes your way, somebody passes away from your family, don't spoil the relationships that you have kept for the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 80 years. It's not worth it. Over some money, over some land, over some property, you're going to break away those ties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forged. You will only be following in the footsteps of shaitan. Don't talk bad about your parents, no matter what they say. Forgive them,
overlook them, be obedient to them, be dutiful to them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you forgive them, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So this is a continuation of what we talked about yesterday on how we know that our Ramadan, our Laylatul Qadr has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The things that we need to continue is piety, is righteousness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the importance of the sanctity of the marriage as well. I just want to conclude today, you know, because and hopefully remind everybody the importance of what we have discussed. And it's important for us to review. Just as you will remember, we've reviewed the role of the mother, the father, the husband, the wife, and the children, the grandparents, the immediate family, the extended family, as well as the friends as well. So it's important for us to review what we have done correctly, what we have done incorrectly. And also, if you have any comments, any feedback, whether it's positive or negative, any improvements that you would like, any recommendations that you have, then I urge you all to email me, email the management as well, and say to them, this is what we like, this is what we dislike, this is what can be improved, this is how we can share the message to a wider society, to the wider ummah, to the wider nation. We can try this and we can try that. So I would urge you all to make sure that you go over and reflect about what you've heard and how things have benefited you, or how you think things have not benefited you, and what you would have liked done better or improved. So please do make sure you review those notes, go over those lectures, which are all on the website, and make sure you send your feedback. Well, I'll ask Brother Shahid to pass these out, and they have all the emails, my email as well as the management. So please do take out 5 minutes or so and make sure you send that constructive feedback to the management, to myself, so that we can inshallah improve. And until we don't receive the information from you, then we can't improve. Just like I've been telling you about your responsibility, until somebody doesn't tell you this is what you should be doing, you can't review yourself and say, actually, I used to do this, and this is what I actually need to do. So remember, family is the most important thing. And Shaitan, he sits on his throne every single day, and he says to all of his minions, he says to all of his own kids, that if somebody has done something great, but reality is something evil, then I will reward him by getting him to sit on my throne. So all of his children, all of the minions, they go around and they say, we did this, we did this, we did this. And they keep saying all of these things, and he said, nothing, that's not worthy of you sitting on my throne. Somebody said, I made somebody lie, I made somebody steal, I made somebody kill, I made somebody do this, I made somebody do that. And he just ignores all of them and he says, no, what you have done is something insignificant. It's not worthy of you sitting on my throne. Until one of his children, one of his shaitans come and they say to him that we put animosity, hatred, and enmity between husband and wife, i.e. we put the seed where the family would break up, and now they are fighting, now there's mistrust between the family. He gets up from his throne, he hugs his child, and he says, now you have done something worthy of sitting on my throne, because he realizes you break up the core, you break up the structure of the family, then its ramifications and its effects will be widespread in all of society, because those children will walk away. They'll be negative, they'll be pessimistic, they'll be horrible towards their parents and to other people as well. So this is why it's so important for you to protect your family, always to be honorable and righteous towards your family. I just want to go over 20 key points that I summarized myself from all of the lectures that I have delivered, and hopefully inshallah Aziz, you have learned something different as well. But the first thing that I reminded you all was, make sure as a family you worship together, whether that's the Quran, whether that's your salah, whether that's zikr, whether that's dua. Very important for you in the month of Ramadan to continue that outside of the month of Ramadan as well. Always feel the value of the family. Don't just think, I can't wait to be 16, I can't wait to be 18 and get out, can't wait to be married and get away from my parents. No, you'll only realize the value of your family once you move away, but it'll be too little too late. Or unless your parents pass away, it'll be too little too late. So now that you have them, appreciate them and value the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has placed that stability, that sukoon, that itminan, that all of these things has been placed in the family by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So value your family whilst you have them. Always be merciful towards your family. This applies to the parents towards their children, and also applies to the children towards their parents as well. Same to your extended family, same to your community, and same to your friends as well. Make sure that you have a dream for your family. You not only want to be with your family in the dunya, you also want to be with your family in the hereafter as well. Have a dream for your family that every month we want to get together and do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every week we want to do this. Have these objectives, have this goal, and try to realize and make this dream into a reality. It's very important. If you don't have a vision, if you don't have a dream for your family, then what are you? You may as well be robots. You may as well be living these individual and isolated lives. No, you are working as a unit, as a family. So therefore, collectively, sit down, look at the dreams and the aspirations of your children, of your mother and father, and say, let's do something to make this into a reality. Let's do this together as a family. And you will see that through your children and through your parents, you'll have this great lazza, great muhabba, and great peace and understanding and happiness when you see your family members being successful as well. Remember the blessings of having a family. Remember your role as a father. Because we've discussed this over 3-4 lectures, the importance of the father understanding his role, fulfilling his role, especially through the developmental stages, and for him not just to forsake his children and say, your wife, it's your responsibility to take care of the children, I will just merely provide. No, he needs to be there providing that emotional, that physical, that spiritual, that mental support as well. So the father as a role model, the father as a friend, the father as a reviewer of his actions. Remember the fundamentality of the mother, the great mercy, the raham that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the mother, and always appreciate the sacrifices of your mother. And no matter what you do, even if you take your mother on your shoulders and perform hajj with her, you will not be able to even repay her for one pain that she suffered in one of the nights or during her labor. So always value her and realize that through your mother and through your father, you can actually gain Jannah, but through their anger, you can actually be taken away from Jannah and thrown into the fire of hell. So understand that. Understand communication, the importance of communication as well. Don't just assume your children know who you are or what you're feeling. You need to convey your feelings, your emotions. And remember, it's better to always approach your children emotionally rather than through logic. Rather than just say, Ekar, why? Because I'm your father. Do this, why? Because it says in the Quran. Do this, why? Because I said so. No, use your emotions, use your feelings, connect with them, with your heart and their heart, and you will win them over. Once you win somebody's heart over, then you win their entire body. You win their entire mind over as well. So it's very important for parents to emotionally connect with their child, because that bond is everlasting. It stays with them because you win them over for their life. But you can't just outwardly change their actions, because this will not actually change them for the better. Similarly, find alternatives to punishments. Remember, we discussed punishments, its ramifications and its effects. You need to make sure you find those alternatives to punishments. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over 10 years with the Sahaba ikram, those youngsters, but he never shouted or screamed or swore or punished them in any way. Why? Because he always used different methods, and they understood from these methods that what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted as well. Most importantly, for the youth, for the children, find good company. They need to make sure they choose their friends extremely, extremely, extremely carefully, because based on their friends, that will become their family, and they will follow the path of their families as well. The love between spouses is also very, very important. If there's no love, no muhabba between the husband and wife, then naturally the family will begin to break apart as well. And restore the ties of kingship. Whatever may have happened, whatever your khandan may have done, whatever they may have said and they may have done, forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lose this high spirit, this great thing that you have achieved and gained during the month of Ramadan. This, all of these ibadat, these zikr, these azkar, these verses of the Quran, these teachings, these lessons from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, make sure that you continue with them outside the month of Ramadan. Make an agreement with your son, with your daughter, with your spouse, with your partner, with your family, once a day, once a week, once a month, to get together and to rekindle all of these things, to discuss all of these things as well. Ramadan is the month where you threw shaitan out of your home, out of your heart, out of your lives, and you did this by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that after the month of Ramadan, because remember, shaitan will be released after the month of Ramadan, do not allow him to enter back into your homes. Do not allow him to enter back into your hearts or into the lives of your children. Keep him out just the way you have kept him out inside the month of Ramadan. Avoid committing sins, because every time you commit a sin, that darkness will come back onto your heart. That darkness will go back onto your soul. That darkness will re-enter into your lives and into your homes again, and your homes will become a graveyard yet again. Make sure you continue to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, reciting other verses of the Quran, doing zikr, azkar, and praying together as a family. Then the shaitan will never be able to enter into your homes again. So this is why it's very, very important to remain positive, to remain proactive, and you have to begin with yourself as an individual. You have to change yourself, and then you have to bring about that change in the life of your wife or your husband, and also in the life of your children as well. This reformation, this transformation has begun in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given us that extra boost, that extra strength, because He has given us that extra protection from the shaitan. Now we need to continue with that enthusiasm, with that passion, with that love, to make sure we restore that sukoon, that itminan, that tranquility, that peace within our home, so that the shaitan can never enter again. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sukoon within their home. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never allowed the shaitan to enter into his home, in the home or outside the home. Wherever he went, he spread peace, he spread salam. And this is what we need to do as well, but you need to begin at home. So whatever I may have said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that if it's good, and if anything that I have said which is wrong, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and enable me to correct my ways and enable me to become a better person, and also become a better imam and a better leader, a better husband, a better father, a better son, a better individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to become better humans, better Muslims, better husbands, better fathers, better sons, fulfill our duties towards our parents, be dutiful to them, fulfill our duties towards our children, and also us fulfill our duty towards the community, the wider society, and the ummah, and protect the sanctity, the value of the family, and everything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within them. Yet again, I'd like to thank Brother Muhammad, I'd like to thank Brother Shahid, as well as Brother Umar, all of those people who have earnestly tried every single day, mashallah, through great efforts. They've purchased these mics and all brought in their equipment so that they can spread this message far and wide to the wider community. Make sure that you thank them as well, and also encourage them and other brothers and sisters to come in and to listen to all of these lectures, so that all of those ties which are severed, those ties which are weak, those ties which need to be rekindled through these lectures and through also your experiences, they can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by getting closer together as a family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything that we have done in the month of Ramadan. And please, like I said, please do make sure you take out some 5 minutes or so and send out an email with your recommendations, with positive or negative feedback, any feedback, because we need to review ourselves so that we can improve for the better. Allahumma la tada' lana zamban illa ghafartah, wa la hamman illa farajtah, wa la daynan illa qadaytah, wa la maridan illa shafaytah, wa la hajatan illa qadaytaha wa yassartaha ya rabbal alameen. Rabbala hab lana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayunin wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. O Allah, bless us and bless all of those who have attended here throughout the month of Ramadan. O Allah, place peace and tranquility within our hearts, within our homes, within the life of our children and our spouses. O Allah, enable us all to be dutiful towards our parents, to fulfill our responsibilities towards our children, and also to make sure that we maintain our ties of kinship with all of our extended family members, with our friends and our community members as well. O Allah, purify our heart in the month of Ramadan and protect our heart from the waswas of shaitan. Protect us from the Satan. Protect us from every single sin that we may do outside the month of Ramadan. May we all remain together as a family, as a unit, and remain stronger together. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. Thank you very much for everybody attending.